Back in my city, I was in Atlanta, and apparently Ray J is still on drugs. We back in the series, and yeah, like, let's go, let's go.
This is Sounds by Oso. Oso.
Fresh off the flight in his lemon pepper steppers, Mr. Josh Smith, man, straight out from the A. How was that game, man? Y'all won, came back.
You didn't see it? First of all, I was all over the tube.
You were.
Everybody was sending me, you know, flicks of my one shining moment. You see, I had put that on the Instagram because I was going crazy. Everybody was sending me. It was like, yo, you had to be coaching. You was that close. And I was. And that's why we won. Well, we won by 17.
Something like
17
it.
Point
yeah,
win.
Yeah, something like it.
Play
about
through
that.
Cat. That was it. I told everybody, you play through your big against Atlanta. Atlanta doesn't have nobody. You got Kuminga trying to guard him. He's food. You got Jalen Brunson taking too many shots. Not that game. It was more of a well-rounded, you ain't got to do too much, save it for the Celtics type of situation.
Definitely. I mean, It was a good look. I ain't gonna hold you guys. You guys did well. Do you feel like if and when you guys get past Atlanta, is Brunson gonna be a liability when it comes to playing Boston? Or are you guys gonna have a problem with that? Or do you think he's gonna be the issue? Jalen Brunson defensively. When I say a liability,
don't
defensively. You gotta ask that question, dog.
Is the big on the Celtics going to be a defensive liability?
I mean, it depends.
Because Cat is going to average 25.
It depends. Because if is Cat going to play in the paint, or are you going to try to shoot his way out the game?
So Jrue Holiday, last year, was Jrue Holiday a defensive liability? Because Jalen Brunson averaged 30 against the Celtics.
Nah, Jrue Holiday wasn't a defensive liability. It's Jrue fucking Holiday.
So let me get
CJ McCollum.
Right.
CJ McCollum is averaging. I don't know what he's averaging, but he's dropping a lot of points. CJ McCollum is dropping 20, 32 on Jalen Brunson. My thing is, when you got somebody like Pritchard who's dropping 25 on a maxi who plays defense, well, now you're going to go see Brunson, where is the issue going to lie at that moment? That's all I'm asking, dog. Is that really an issue?
Is Pritchard better than CJ McCollum?
He shouldn't be.
Is he harder to guard?
He shouldn't be.
Is he bigger?
No.
These are the problems that Jalen Brunson had. When you have a bigger guard that can shoot over him, it's not like his effort is not there. He's in front. His arms are short. He has a short torso. He's not built to be a good defender. So we have to game plan around that.
GTA is around the same size as Brunson, no? And GTA is a great defender. What are we talking about?
No. GTA effort is there. GTA doesn't play enough minutes to be a great defender. We're not saying, yo, GTA, stop this guy and hold him to. You don't play enough of that. You know what we asking Jalen Brunson to do? 30. And that's what he does for the most part. He didn't do that last game. We didn't need it. We didn't need it. We was up 20 the whole time. I was telling him to relax. I was there. Out there coaching. Like I said, they hired Mike Brown because he looks like me.
And 50 pounds. Yeah. About right. So what happened with Brunson and his pops? Like, you were so close. Did you set that shit off?
Nah, he was telling him to pass the ball. But I'm past that, though. Why is Diawara not playing?
Coach, talk to me. Why isn't he playing? Why isn't Cole playing?
I really don't understand, because what Mike Brown did, and this is what coaches do. Y'all make us fall in love with these plays. And then when the time and games become more important, somebody made this rule where you like got to cut your rotation down to 8 plays. Look at the second or third best player against the Knicks right now is Jonathan Kuminga, somebody who couldn't find minutes on the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. Nah, that's true. But I mean, the thing with Mike Brown is he's like trying to try out different stuff now. Like, why are you trying this out in the playoffs? I don't understand that run that y'all had, Diawara, Kolick, You know, Shamit, these guys, you're not playing them no more. Jordan Clarkson, you're not playing these guys no more that really could ball out for the Knicks. So I'm saying, what is it? What is he seeing?
I think it's half our fault. Every time they turn around, somebody's potentially calling for Mike Brown's job. I play around, but if you Mike Brown, do you play around with your job? It's like, I got all my trust in Jalen Brunson. Yo, I need you to play 42 minutes. Like, my job on the line. So it's like, if we out here putting that type of pressure on them, maybe that's how they're going to deliver our team.
Look, you can go ahead and put as much weight as you want on Brunson, but we seen what that did last year. Brunson shouldn't be the only person carrying all that weight.
He's not. He has Cat.
Yeah, but everybody knows that most of the weight is on Brunson. And that's the problem.
No, it's not.
Well, it is.
Brunson plays like most of the weight is on him. Swing the motherfucking rock.
All right, then. Well, Brunson.
OG.
So you don't trust
him. Averaging 23 points per game in this series.
You don't trust
pass the ball. And that's in the flow of the offense. That ain't even going through him. Pass the ball.
You don't trust his mans.
He don't trust his man. Nah, he just, that's his game. And it just gets frustrating, but, like, hopefully, like I said, we got to build around his mind state. Diawara's not one of those players that needs the ball. He's 6'8", athletic, runs to grab it off the board and go. You need as much of those players as possible. It's no reason that you don't play that type of person. And his catch and shoot is, like, he's wild efficient from three.
So let me ask you this question, right? You kind of got a good problem with the Knicks. Because you guys got so many good players on the team that you're like, yo, this guy got to play. This guy got to play. This guy got to play. Somebody's going to miss out.
No, it's not somebody's going to miss out. The person that's huffing and puffing from guarding 94 feet is going to sit down because you're tired. That's it. You're going to – not that you're asking to come out, but you can physically look like, all right, come on. You gave it your all. Put somebody else in. And we have enough bodies to do that. They shouldn't be dribbling up there. Atlanta don't have a point guard. Who's the point guard?
Is CJ playing that position?
He's playing point guard, but who's the point guard? They don't have one. Yeah. When CJ sits down, you know who comes in? Gabe Vincent. You see what I'm talking about? There's no reason why we can't 94 feet them, create turnovers, havoc, chaos, and all of that. Put in Diawara. We're a running team. When Bridges is struggling, Diawara needs to be that guy that's behind him and not whoever it is we decide to play, whether it be like a Shamit or something like that. He's the height. He can run. He can jump. He can dunk. He can defend. We got to play him.
Yeah, I got a good problem. Yeah, I just got to figure out how to work with that problem.
No such thing as a good problem. Stop saying that.
It is a good problem.
Get that line out of here. Where'd you get that from? Use a line stiller.
I'm not. You're a line stiller. I'm not. OKC versus Phoenix, Josh.
Shay.
True. Orlando versus Detroit. Talk to me.
I mean, so this is a tricky one for me because October, random date, my uncle pulls me up on his Sirius XM show. We was talking NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And he asked me, like, yeah, you got the Knicks going to the championship? I'm like, of course. He's like, you got anybody getting in their way possibly? And, you know, Indiana has been that team the last 2 years to knock us out. With Haliburton being hurt, I'm like, it's going to be somebody else. So I seen it being Orlando,
right?
Being that they got, like, a bunch of weapons. They got a bunch of, like, guards and swingmen that can guard you 94 feet. They annoying like that.
Right.
And Jalen Brunson being worn down, that's what happens. And if we play Orlando in this playoffs, it would be in the third round.
It's a fact.
And that's because they up 3-1 right now on the number one seed Detroit Pistons that everybody loved, including you.
Nah, I did. Nah, I do. But you made a point, and I was trying to be a little argumentative, and I really realized, like, Cunningham don't really got nobody over there, man.
Oh, word?
Don't mean, but consistently.
Yeah.
Consistently. Not like he don't got nobody. It's a consistent thing.
Right.
Because Durant is good.
Yeah.
What's your tone?
Because I don't want to hear that. Now he don't got nobody. When I was saying that, y'all act like y'all didn't know what I was talking about. Now you're just going to repeat what I was saying 6 months ago. And this is why I'm here.
And no, but it's just showing in the playoffs against a team like Orlando. But the thing with Orlando is you can't really plan for them.
I said that.
Which is why I'm going to bother for y'all. So, I mean, like, you can't plan for them.
You can't really plan for them. I said that.
You can't.
Right.
Nobody asked you all that shit.
Listen. You got Wagner, you got Paolo, You got Suggs. You got Bane that they just picked up. They got a lot of pieces over there, and they're showing you right now why Tobias Harris screaming out, getting that playing to the Sixers.
Yeah.
How you feeling now? Do something about it, Tobias. He's over here saying Cade ain't got no help.
Tobias dropped 20 tonight. Tobias dropped 20 tonight.
So why you saying Cade don't got no help?
It's just him and...
it's just him.
It's Long Island, man. I ain't gonna knock Long Island, man.
You remember the whole first half of the season, the conversation was Jalen Brunson and Cade.
Yeah.
And what was I saying? If you go off of what they both have done,
yes.
Cade loses in the first round or doesn't make the playoffs at all. Jalen Brunson.
It's Cade's third year.
Right now?
Yes, this is his third year.
Oh, you look that up?
What year is it?
Not his third.
Okay.
Not his third.
All right, so, we look that up.
Yeah, exactly. Jalen Brunson, don't take this disrespect. This is why. Cade, down 1-3. I mean, if you have a miraculous comeback, that's cool, but you shouldn't be down how you're down anyway. And it looks like Orlando's going to pull out that upset. 8-seed upset.
Not the first time that happened.
Doesn't matter.
Another half. He just completed his fifth year.
Damn. Fifth year or his third year? All right, that's cool.
So you're wrong again inside of being wrong.
But what does that? But what does that have to, do? But what does that have to do with? That's cool. That's cool. But we all know when you're on the court.
I'm just saying, I'd be right.
No, Cade. Cade is better than Brunson.
I picked Orlando. Cade is better than Brunson. It's somewhere in the end. Everybody else had everybody else. Once again, me.
I don't give a fuck about the East. To be real with you.
It's an NBA show.
Yeah, I'm just saying, I don't give a fuck about the East.
You don't care about being right?
I don't care about the East, is what
you
I'm saying to you.
Don't care about being right? I do care about the West.
I do care about being right. And the thing is, that was an argument against me.
That's the world argument. You didn't think Orlando was going to be there.
I didn't. I didn't think Orlando was going to be Detroit either. I didn't bring it up either.
Did you think Orlando was going to be Detroit?
That was different. That was up in the air.
Yes or no?
No, it was up in the air. That was up in the air to me.
What's up in the air?
That series was up in the air. They ain't up in the air, bro.
You're not making no decisions.
Why?
What do you mean up in the air? Who did you have, Detroit or Orlando?
I have New York winning out the East, so it doesn't matter to me.
What does that have to do with this series and picking a
winner?
This series, I
don't care who wins. Honestly, I don't care. Orlando is a hard matchup for any team, especially them. So, I wasn't in a place to be like Detroit or them.
So you had Orlando maybe beating the number one seed Detroit?
Yes. Because Orlando wasn't a bad team. They had a bad second half of the year. And I'm not lying.
If we go back to the shows where we picked who thought was going to win, do you know that you said Detroit was going to win that series?
I'm sure I did.
Put the cup down. What's in that cup?
I'm sure I did.
Next segment. Next segment.
Cook them. I'm sure I did. But no, overall, I don't care who wins that shit.
Whenever you're cooking Greg, Boston, he just screams overall and it says what he said already. I already cooked that topic.
He's going up on a topic that he only brought up on himself. That's the whole thing. He brought that shit up on his own. The Orlando shit was on his own thing. Orlando and Detroit. Don't nobody care. They're not beating nobody on the West. New York not winning shit. The West and six.
Sometimes I get tired of cooking, Greg. If anybody wants to comment, you do that. Like, share, keep the show going. We're trying to keep the lights on in here. I pay for it myself. So the more y'all do, the easier it is for me, the longer the show is going to keep going. You want to do it by yourself?
Ask them to subscribe,
you're not able
too.
To. And that's what
ask
I'm saying.
Them to subscribe,
if you don't want to just talk to Greg one day, keep engaging because that's what's going to happen. I'm going to leave.
I hope you do. Subscribe. Thanks a lot.
Don't you cut that part out.
Denver up 3-2 on Minnesota. They just won tonight. I apologize. Minnesota's up on Denver, but Denver won tonight, so it's now 3-2. Ant-Man's out for the rest of the series. DiVincenzo, unfortunately, is out for a while now with Achilles injury. And the winner of this plays OKC afterwards, man. What's your take, man? Because I know you're a Minnesota guy.
Yeah, nah, it's tough. Ant going down. And now to get out of this, to get that last win against Denver, this Julius Randle moment. It got to be a Julius Randle game. I mean, I like Jaden Daniels, McDaniels. I like Ayo.
Yeah.
But it's on Julius Randle, and I hate to say it, Rudy Gobert to pull together a W and get out of that series.
Well, Bones Highland, you ain't gonna mention Bones.
What happened?
You not gonna mention Bones Highland? I know I said go.
Nah, I mean Bones is nice, but I'm talking about you talking about closing the playoff series here. You think certain players get paid to do so, and we know who those players are.
I really don't feel they're gonna close it out. Like I would have loved to see Minnesota with a healthy Minnesota.
Yeah.
But you know we're getting robbed of you know playoff now or a certain series. I don't think they make it out. I don't think they're gonna be able to close them out. Not Denver.
So not only am I about to be the voice of the NBA, apparently I'm the voice of Greg too. He just stole my line I said while we was on break. Don't act like you don't know what I'm talking about.
I don't remember that, do you?
Anyway, so you got Denver coming back from 3-1?
Yeah, I do. I got Denver closing out.
How are they supposed to pull that out?
What do you mean? At this point, you guys no Ant-Man, there's no DiVincenzo. That's a lot of your points not being shown up. Now you got to put on other guys that really might not be ready for that, you know, that spotlight.
Does Minnesota have a win in this series with Ant Edwards shooting, what, 14 points or something like that? They won by playing defense. So, yeah. Either Ant is out, but, you know, they're a defensive-minded team. Like Jaden McDaniels said, you also attack their bigs. Or lack thereof, and like Ant not being there doesn't really
it does
affect it a little bit, but they can pull out a win. I still got Minnesota winning the series. You're not gonna be down 3-1 and lose three straight to them. If Jokic's gonna pull that out, then he's gonna show me that he's one of the best.
No, he's ever. Not because see, we're not gonna make that argument because we gotta keep it tall. Ant Man is not there, and DiVincenzo.
Yeah, no, this would be Jokic, what, second or third time coming back from 3-1. He did it against Donovan Mitchell.
This shit don't
and Utah.
Same.
And he did it against the Clippers.
Not the same.
So, though. Listen, man, it doesn't matter who's there.
So,
if
Brunson and Josh Hart got taken out.
Why are you bringing
because
up?
Because that's exactly how it will go. No, because
about
I need
West.
You to
now
answer the right
about
way.
That
I need
you don't care
I,
about apparently.
I need
how
are
we back in the East?
I don't
fucking
answer
don't bring up
way.
The Knicks and don't bring up nobody getting hurt.
Yo, bro, that's my
nah,
okay.
Don't get all removed
right,
from the
right,
couch.
So listen,
don't
okay.
jinx us.
All right.
Don't get removed from the couch. You see this drip I have on. Don't get removed from the couch and get put in the small room with Ray J.
Fuck out of here. Ain't no small
listen,
room.
Man,
ain't
I don't
no
know
room
what
Ray J.
We got to figure out what type
bleeding
of
eyes
we got to figure
ass.
Out what type of strain he's smoking too.
I don't
know. He on some shit.
At the end of the day, I feel like Denver's gonna make
one
it out.
Wish. What happened?
No. That one wish. I hope Denver don't make it, but they're gonna make it out. They're gonna make it out of the Eat.
Nah,
make
so
it
if
out.
Denver makes it, who they play next?
OKC. Yeah.
Yeah. So with Ant being hurt. I want to see Denver kind of pull out this comeback because I don't want to see Minnesota without Ant against OKC.
OKC. Yeah. I mean, even though they'll win it, that's still going to be a fun series to watch.
Even though who's going to win it?
OKC.
I don't know if OKC's going to win it. What's Jalen Williams' status? We don't know?
Not too sure. I think he should
so
be back by
hurt.
Then.
He's hurt. And I don't got OKC beating Denver without him.
He's been hurt most of the year though, bro. Like,
say what?
He's been hurt most of the year. That don't mean nothing. They've been number one with or without son.
You know what the playoffs is? You're playing a good team every night. This is what I'm talking about. And he just said all year. What has Detroit been doing all year? But I told you a series is about matchups. You're playing the same team that's preparing to play you.
This is the number one team in all of the NBA. We're
so
not
what?
Talking about in
number
the East.
Number one in the East.
In
number one
all
in the West,
of the NBA.
Top team playing a not
they,
top
they
team.
Just, they just swept Phoenix. Now, they just swept them. Got them out of here.
Top
Packed them
team
up.
Playing a not top team. It's about matchups. Them in Phoenix is not a bad matchup for them. But them with Jokic is a bad matchup. You like Chet?
Yeah.
What is Chet with all that defense against Jokic? Nothing. That defense is non-existent.
Who's stopping Jokic? Off like nobody really is really putting that
who,
much of
it
a
again?
Lid. Nobody.
Rudy Gobert. That's who. I won.
Rudy Gobert, no, he's not. He's still he dropping 26, 27 on him.
You want to check his percentage? You like numbers, right?
Yeah.
You want to check on Jokic's percentages against Rudy Gobert in the season?
It's not the greatest. But he's still almost getting a double-double. He's still in a double-double.
Who's stopping
he's still having a double-double
double
against him.
That's who's stopping Jokic.
If I got
right
a double-double, you ain't stop me. If you got a double-double, you ain't stop me. If I got a double-double, you ain't stop me. What are you talking about?
Double-double.
And win.
Oh, that's Jokic. You're going to have a double-double. If you're shooting
Rudy's been playing great defense. That's what you want to hear that, but he's not stopping Joker. That's two different things, y'all.
He shot 6 for 26 in one game. You ever seen that?
Yeah, I remember that
from
game.
Jokic? You ever seen that from Jokic?
Nah, it happened.
Is that not stopping him?
No, it's not, because he still had 27 that game. And 15.
You're going to get 27 if you take 26 shots. You got stopped, though.
How
you
do
you lost. You shot poorly. That's stopping.
He ain't stopping.
I won.
He ain't stopping. We ain't
I'm
stopping
cooking
Joker.
Him, man. I'm cooking
You're not
him.
Stopping Joker. He's playing great defense on Joker. You're not stopping him. Ah, seem like the beard is showing off and doing what he do. Lose. Yo, man, James Harden is great, but look, Cleveland lost the last two games against Toronto. Now it's tied 2-2. And I think Cleveland going home in 6. But I do want to ask you, what you think that their legacy will be like between Spider and Harden if they don't make it? Me, personally, I already know what I think about Harden.
I mean, why are you putting it on Harden? They won the first two games.
And they lost the last two.
Right, so they're 2-2. It's a series. What, are they supposed to go 4-0? They're supposed to sweep Toronto?
This is the cook guy that everybody loves. Like, Harden is a great guy, a great offensive player. Mm-hmm. And all you hear about is him being better than Wade by bad takes and all this other stuff about how great he is offensively. It's your time to shine. Everybody knows the same thing on top of this is Harden don't show up in the playoffs, especially game sevens. We get into that place, we're about to be a game seven real soon. I think you're going to prove my point.
And the series is 2-2. You're not showing Scottie Barnes respect if you act like Cleveland was supposed to just run right through Toronto like they're not led by one of the toughest players in the NBA.
Yeah, but Cleveland is a team that, personally, you're hearing all day that is going to give New York or Boston the run for their money to come out of the East.
What I need you to look up, because this had me frustrated, I need you to look up the top 100 rank and see where they rank Scottie Barnes. Because they had Evan Mobley at about 12 or 13, and I made a couple videos because I felt like that was way too high.
Yeah.
And this series right here is going to shed the light on like how high he was ranked. Because I'm trying to think right now. I think Harden was in the 30s.
Yeah.
So Harden is on his team and more effective than him, and he was ranked 12. And it's just like that's what these rankings are. You got to bring it back and include the result of the playoffs. Like, everything ain't regular season. When you ranking them, you got to rank what's happening in these games right here. Like, when they disappearing, don't just be so quick to just be dropping players like Harden, who you expect to carry the Cleveland Cavaliers while Evan Mobley's on the team. You ain't even mention Evan Mobley.
I didn't. You're right. Evan Mobley's... Everybody's supposed to play their part. I'm not saying
part. He was ranked 12. That means you're damn near a top 10 player in the NBA. You didn't mention him, and you're getting here ready to shit on James Harden, who they just picked up in the middle of the season.
Okay, and it's still James Harden. I was killing him on the Clippers, killing everywhere he goes, does what he does during the season, and when we come to the postseason as normal, James Harden does what he does where he disappears. He'll give you a game or two. He'll do some spectacular shit where everybody's like, oh, James Harden, ah, the beard, and then... We're back to the same shit. Nothing.
Nothing about Chris Paul getting hurt. Embiid getting hurt. Kevin Durant getting hurt. Kyrie eating bananas during Ramadan and stuff like that. I ain't one of them James Harden killers. I remember the story I was watching.
So it's just everybody else every time.
What happened?
It's just everybody else every time. It's never him. It's everybody else.
Every time what?
You just mentioned everybody, all his teammates, you're mentioning.
Yeah,
so you're pretty much putting the blame on them.
Every team that he's been on where he's had a chance to win a championship, the year that he might have did it, the next best player got hurt. You can quote that. It could be Kawhi Leonard.
Okay.
It could be Kevin Durant.
Okay.
All the names I just named.
Okay.
People get hurt on James Harden's team.
And it happens. Guess what? Step up. Bro, that's what sports is about. That's what the whole shit is about. Right, that's what makes you great, though.
So step up and beat Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. Who else did that? I won.
What do you mean step up and beat?
Who else beat them? That's who James Harden was losing to. Steph Curry and Kevin Durant. There's no shame in that.
You're talking about one team. That team. We're not talking about that one team.
One team, 2 years. You're saying he has no rings. You're losing in the Western Conference Finals.
And actually, the year that he was beating,
So if the Rockets beat Golden State and Chris Paul never gets hurt, do the Rockets beat Cleveland?
Maybe. I don't know. Why you asking a question?
So then maybe James Harden has a championship.
But I'm not going
right?
to if. If okay, it was a fifth, man, I'm not doing that shit. We all be drunk. If it was a fifth, we all be drunk. I'm not going over that. What's the reality? Can you rely on James Harden?
Can you rely on him?
When could you rely on him? When was he reliable?
I just named all the years where everybody else got hurt.
The fuck is you talking about? They lost. All them shits. The fuck are you saying?
What do you mean by lost? Because he has no championship?
They lost going to there.
You have shirts with Carmelo on it.
Yeah.
You love Carmelo. Has he ever done anything?
Melo has won at every level but NBA championship. Carmelo's won at every level.
Bro,
what are you talking about?
This is an NBA show.
It's basketball.
No, this is an NBA show. You said Melo's won on every level but NBA.
No, except for an NBA championship. He won in the Olympics. He's won everywhere else, bro. What are you talking about? The only championship he don't got is the NBA. That's the only championship he don't got.
James Harden don't got gold medal? You just said Olympics.
Scotty Barnes was number 30.
Number 30?
Yes. They ranked him the 30th best player in the NBA.
Scotty
Barnes? Evan Mobley is ranked what?
12, you said?
So what I'm saying is the rankings, and not James Harden.
The rankings is bullshit. First of all, we all know them bullshit ass rankings. Don't nobody go over them shits.
Evan Mobley was ranked 13 ahead of Donovan Mitchell at 15.
See what I'm saying?
That's the whole point of why we don't listen to people on drugs. There's a bunch of Ray J's doing these lists. We're not doing that shit, son.
The point is, you didn't even mention Evan Mobley, and you ready to jump down James Harden. Pause. But leave the man alone, bro.
No, listen, I've been watching James Harden longer than he's been on the team with Evan Mobley. So it's not the first time, bro.
So, yeah, you've been watching him longer, meaning he's out of his prime. So why are you not putting on Donovan Mitchell?
I just said it's both. Over both. No,
James Harden is ranked number 23.
23rd best player, and Mobley is ranked 12.
Bullshit, man.
Again, and Donovan Mitchell was ranked ahead of James Harden, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's two players ahead of him, and you ready to just kill James Harden. You're just like the rest of the media, and you ain't even been nowhere yet. Next topic.
It doesn't matter. I'll keep it with it. It is what it is. I watch sports. We all watch sports, bro. The eye test. Call it what you want. James Harden is a great, great offensive player. Unreliable. Next topic. Dallas rookie. You got it. Cooper Flagg, Rookie of the Year, man. What's your take, boy?
I think that just like the rest of these awards, they should be given out after the playoffs. Because look at Dylan Harper.
Yeah.
He had a 27-point, 10-rebound big game against Portland with Wemby out. Or that might have been the game Wemby got hurt real early, and he filled in and just kind of killed. And that should give him... points toward that award, but it's already given according to what's happening in the regular season. Maybe not so much with the rookie award because, you know, like if you're a good rookie, you're probably on a bad team. You probably don't make the playoffs.
Most part.
But in this case, it's like I could be right because of what Dylan Harper's doing. So it depends on how you feeling and who you deal with. Like, but that was Cooper Flagg was my Rookie of the Year too.
He deserved it. I think Dylan Harper, he injuries, and then he was playing behind De'Aaron Fox and all that stuff. It's a little different. Why Cooper Flagg pretty much had the green light spotlight on him. You know what I'm saying? So,
and I feel like if Ant Davis didn't get hurt and they had a chance to make the playoffs, Cooper Flagg really can make some noise. And like Clay wouldn't have had season. That he had.
Boy, you've been traveling. Atlanta, Miami. You doing some interviews in Miami. Double Coverage, the name of the interview you just did. How was that, bro?
Yeah, nah, that was me and my boy Zach. They calling us the new Stephen A. and Skit. So,
you know, me and him gonna be like chopping it up, talking about like combat sports and stuff like that, getting into like wrestling, boxing, doing a little bit of everything, and me and my, I got a friend named Juju, he be on the Dan Levitard show.
He the one that gifted me this classic Jay-Z Rockefeller S. Dot Carter jersey. You know,
Is that over here?
Don't touch it.
You don't want to mess it up.
Yeah. And yeah, like so I'm outside on a different level right now. That podcast, that episode is doing numbers.
Good stuff.
And you know, I'm just making my way out of here. Like leaving guys like you behind.
Making my way downtown.
Shut your ass up, man. I don't hear that dumb shit.
So we'll be back next week. I don't know if we're gonna be in this studio, which I own. And if anybody wants to rent it out, just holler at my producers and stuff like that. We got it like that. And what happened?
Can we go back to the studio?
You always begging, like, go work with Stephen A. If that's what you want to do. I'll be outside. I'll be everywhere else. He could be replaced. As a matter of fact, down in the comments, let me know if any of y'all want to replace him.
Not happening.
Yes, it is. I got openings.
I'm not leaving.
We out.
Not leaving.